Good morning. This is Gene Brister on KXORadio.com. And I have with me this morning two lovely ladies as our guests in the studio, Bertha Carreno and Raquel Villa, who are co-hosts of Expressite, public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. It's heard each Wednesday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM radio, and now heard as a podcast on KXORadio.com. So, ladies, the pressure is on this morning with our questions for our interview. How would one of you best describe the show Expressite? Bertha.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having us here. And we hope you know that with this interview, we can bring more information to our listeners about what is this show, you know, what is the purpose of this show. I would say that the best way to describe Expressate is it's a show for the Spanish-speaking population that has the purpose to bring information about any kind of mental illness, how to maintain your mental health, and also how to access different resources in the community. And for that, we have guests that come every week and present not only on the different diagnoses, but also on other services that we have available in the community. One of the main purposes of this show also is to reduce the stigma that is in regards to the mental illness. There is a lot of stigma, and people have a little misconceptions and wrong perceptions about what is mental illness. So with bringing this information to the public, we hope, you know, that they can have an informed opinion of what is mental illness or what is mental health, you know, if you can say it that way, and how can you improve or just, you know, deal with the symptoms and obtain the appropriate treatment. The purpose is also to establish a network of services so everybody can have information about what else we can offer to the mental health population in the body.
Very well said, Bertha. Well, the show has been referred to as a community mental health program in your living room. I'm going to put Raquel on the spot. No, I'm going to put Bertha on the spot. Would that be a fair statement that it's mental health in your living room, in your home?
Definitely. You know, we're trying to keep a style that is colloquial, you know, that keeps like that. Like a conversation atmosphere, not only for our guests, but also, you know, we want to make our guests feel comfortable. Like, we're just talking about something. But one thing that is very important is to keep a language that people can understand. We avoid using that terminology, professional jargon, that many times people don't know, you know, what it is or can relate to that. We try to use the language that gets to the people. And also, we try to put some kind of humor in our presentation so people can enjoy it, you know, relate to situations, and we talk about sometimes personal experiences, so we can establish that relationship with our audience, you know, so they can feel related to us. And I think that, you know, community mental health in your living room is excellent. It's an excellent way to describe what is going on in the show.
Well, the title of the show itself, Expressate, in English, that translates as express yourself. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You know, Expressate is also, you know, to give people the opportunity to talk about what they think about mental illness. We're open to any kind of questions, suggestions, comments, anything, you know. This is an opportunity for our audience to come in, you know, and give us their feedback and tell us what's going on, what they think about mental illness, how they can improve their, whatever is going on in their life that is impacting their life, you know. We are there to help.
Okay. Well said, Bertha. Well, can you give me, one of you, a few samples of the topics on Expressite?
Well, we have invited our colleagues that have done excellent presentations in the new programs in behavioral health, and also some of our finest therapists have presented the latest and different evidence-based practice modalities being offered in behavioral health, like, for instance, then the clinical cognitive behavioral therapy, counseling family therapy. We also have invited other community services to come to the show and talk to us about services being offered in the community. And because we also want to, like Chris mentioned, to empower our listeners so they can learn about other community services being offered and learn about ways and how to access them.
Very well said. Thank you very much. That was Rekha Via. Well, let's go another step further. Do you receive suggestions or requests from your listening audience for certain show topics?
Not as much as we would like to, but the most common request has been on presentations on mental illness and how to access services in our different behavioral health programs, such as children's services, adult services programs, alcohol and drug programs. But we are always encouraging our audience to call during or after the show so they can offer ideas, topics, and how to improve the program. Also, in order to reach out to our listeners, we are now available to communicate with them via email or via Facebook.
Okay. Well, you took my next question, because I was going to say if somebody wanted to make a suggestion, and you covered that in your reply, that yes, you would like them to do that. And you gave us a couple of options on how they can call after the program, so on and so forth. Well, what's the topic of the program coming up for next Wednesday?
Well, next Wednesday we're going to have Luis Brown, which is a prevention specialist from the Imperial County Office of Education, and he's going to present on prevention programs that the Office of Education offers. We think that that's going to be a very, very interesting program. You know, the prevention programs are very important for people, you know, to know about what they offer and how they can benefit from those programs, how they can access. So we hope, you know, that people can hear us. And like Raquel mentioned, we now have a Facebook page. So follow us on Facebook. Just click on like. We really enjoy that. You know, when we see people joining our page, and if we can, you know, that's a page that we created for our audience. So it's their page. They can come in and post their comments, you know, whatever questions they have, any suggestions about programs or topics that they would like to hear, you know, information about anything, that any curiosity, you know, about what is mental illness, you know, any misconceptions. Just bring those questions to our Facebook page, and we review that every day, as well as our email and account. They can email us, expressate, programaexpressate@yahoo.com. I was going to say in Spanish. I'm so used to the language. Yeah, so it's programaexpressate@yahoo.com, and they can send their whatever comments they have, or look for us on Facebook on Programa.
Well, I think you have all of the bases covered. Interacting with your listeners, I can hear from both of you, is a very important facet of your program. The program's title, Express It. It's a good title. Express yourself, interact, learn, knowledge. But I would like to thank both of you for visiting with us this morning, Rita Carreno and Raquel Via, co-host of Express It. It's a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. And we appreciate you visiting with us on KXOradio.com this morning. We invite our listeners to catch the show, including previously recorded shows, by logging on to KXOradio.com and click Podcast on Demand for a 5-minute highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. So we'll say thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Raquel, and good luck in your continued venture with Espresso.